Hi, and thank you for visiting Lifestyle Choices Podcast. I'm your host, Joyce Wood. Today, I'd like to share with you why I started to practice an Eastern philosophy of life. This is my faith story. So to start, my life began pretty awesome until I reached 6 years of age, which I experienced a major health crisis, landing me in the children's hospital for over a month with an enlarged heart 2 times its normal size. The doctors were unable to reach a diagnosis and were really perplexed as to what had caused such a crisis. I had a team of doctors and they couldn't figure it out. And even though I oddly recovered and was sent home, where I continually experienced health challenges with bronchitis, strep throat, tonsils that grew back, which needed additional surgeries just to be removed again, while continually feeling miserable most of the time. Around 11 years of age, one doctor had finally diagnosed me with several allergies and emphysema. Right? This is crazy. 11 years of age with emphysema. With rapidly declining health, I felt like I was dying at 11 years of age. He told my mom I better not smoke, which of course I took up around 15. After several rounds of antibiotics and constant visits to the doctor's office, resulting in no improvements, I started to feel that this condition was going to be my life state. My mother, as much as I adored her, she was a constant nervous wreck, which didn't give me much confidence in ever becoming stronger. My dad, on the other hand, was my hero most of the time. He had such a love for exploring life. He introduced me to Asian culture around this time. He visited the monument of the first recorded Buddha, Shakyamuni, in Japan. During this young age, my day-to-day existence was such a struggle. My parents did everything they could to help me. I really had so much love and support, yet I felt like my life, like a battery, was dying. I believed if I could simply recharge it, I would be okay. But how? I longed to feel stronger. It was a constant prayer in my heart. Daily cocktails of antibiotics, iron pills, and food that I didn't enjoy was my usual routine. I simply dreaded it each day. Since there were no other known solutions or options, I gave up. I decided to take recreational drugs instead to escape my life. I mean, you know, what else? Get high. This behavior, though, led me to drop out of high school, choosing to hang out with people that could care less about me or anything else. These new friends were drug addicts, drug dealers, and self-abusers, influencing me to finally get arrested of drug possession, only for 72 hours, because my dad, my hero, came to my rescue once again. Thank you. These so-called new friends didn't support me. Rather, they believed I had reported them, since many of them were arrested around the same time. After returning home, I received numerous threats on my life, seriously, demanding I never step foot in the areas that we were hanging out, which was Alki Beach in West Seattle. They threatened me so severely. It was like, if you go over there, you may not live. Like they had a hit on me or something, you know? It's crazy time. It was so difficult for me. This was the most difficult experience for a young person. With the loss of friends and now being addicted to drugs myself, being a dropout, and being extremely unhappy. Just feeling so old and worn out at a young age, only 17. Around 18, I was introduced to SGIUSA.org. You can Google that. I attended a meeting. It was a local meeting in someone's house. At first, I was very guarded, arrogant, you know, religion I didn't want anything to do with. But I couldn't deny that I felt something. It was an interesting sensation. It's beyond description, but rather a feeling. I decided to secretly try the chant they were doing, which is Nam Myoho Renge Kyo. It's part of the practice. So I did this in privacy, you know, just to explore it, to see what would happen. Well, I was amazed at how quickly my life felt happier. A sense of inner joy. Not really based on anything specific, but you know how you feel when you experience that moment of connection, of really feeling happy within yourself? Well, that's what happened. This philosophy was exactly what I was yearning for, without really understanding why. So I decided to plug into the practice, and my life began to recharge naturally. That battery within I mentioned was finally being recharged. Ultimately, my initial desire was just to experience happiness, a better life, to feel happy. And it was finally happening. I felt so much power brewing inside, like a renewed type of hope for the very first time. This is one of my favorite quotes that's ignited a life purpose: to experience something greater within, to explore and to experience. Quote, a great human revolution in just a single individual will help achieve a change in the destiny of a nation, and further will enable a change in the destiny of all humankind, end quote. This is written by Dr. Daisaku Ikeda. You can find more like this at daisakuikeda.org. Look on my blog for the link. And by the way, learning how to practice doesn't cost you anything. This is a non-profit. Okay? From that point, the joyful journey toward finding solutions began. My health started to improve so naturally. It was my spirit at first which created the hope and courage to challenge my issues. Starting first with school, which I returned to graduate with a near 4.0. And you know, I've never stopped learning to date decades later. I'm really an entrepreneur at heart and love to explore new and different options with education and careers. So I've experienced a lot of different things. I simply love education now and will continue throughout my life, sincerely. Through this philosophy and the influence in SGI, my values have elevated naturally. SGI.org is a value-creating society, promoting peace, culture, and education. I started appreciating my life more and saying no to lifestyle habits that seemed to break me down, like those recreational drugs, or smoking, and poor eating habits were the biggest ones that were deeply affecting my physical well-being. I started to choose life-sustaining behavior over my own self-destruction, which is one reason why I wanted to start this Choi to Be blog post on Lifestyle Choices podcast was to share options, to give people more hope and explore new things. So relying on my spiritual practice, acquiring wisdom through a consistent practice has been my foundation to continue to challenge each day with so much joy in living. Decades later, I have a healthier lifestyle. I'm healthier and stronger than ever, and in many ways, I feel younger than when I was 18. I'm not kidding ya. I'm not swayed by difficulties. Rather, I feel confident in facing them more with courage. I don't just kind of go, oh, well, that's the way it goes. No, it's like I'm relentless. I want to explore it and figure out what's going on more so, you know? It's a choice. We all have choices. Just don't give up, okay? Here's another quote that has also guided me through difficulties up until now by Nichiren Daishonin, who's the founder of this teaching I practice. It's on the eight winds, quote, "A truly wise man will not be carried away by any of the eight winds, which are prosperity, decline, disgrace, honor, praise, censure, suffering, and pleasure. He is neither elated by prosperity nor grieved by decline. The heavenly gods will surely protect one who does not bend before the eight winds." And it continues on with more great wisdom from that. It's in volume 1, page 794 on nichirendaishonin.org, or you can purchase a book, which I've given a link on the blog post. You know, to this day, I continue to challenge and enjoy life. It is a difficult time for all of us in 2020, especially in America. Many feel hopeless and afraid, too scared to leave their own home, to live their lives fully. Yeah, many people are just waiting for something that they believe is going to save them, rather than trust in their own confidence and their own wisdom. Yet due to this practice, ultimately, no matter what we do in life, it is a matter of our life state and how we choose to respond that makes a difference in what we ultimately experience. To never give up on ourselves first and foremost. Never give up. Don't give up on your dreams. You deserve to be happy. I wish you the best. Please stay strong and healthy, and thank you so much for listening. This is your host, signing out. Bye now.